A word for you from Joshua 24 verse 15. And if it is evil in your eyes to serve the Lord, choose this day whom you will serve, whether the gods your fathers served in the region beyond the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. This is a very famous verse, especially the last part about, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. You'll find it in verses put on plaques and put on cards, and it is a wonderful verse. But the first part speaks about the people of God, not the pagans, but God's people, where Joshua says, choose you this day. This is not the first time that the Lord's people, Israel, were forced to make a choice. Remember the famous incident on the mountain where the gods of Baal were challenged by the true living God, and then the people of God were also told to stop sitting on the fence and choose that very day. Now, I'd like to just look at the first part, choose. There is a choice to be made. There is the choice between the living God, the God of Israel, the God of all the saints in history, whether from the nation of Israel or whether in the New Testament, the New Covenant being Gentiles. But God's people are constantly put before a choice. There is, of course, the once and for all choice, where you commit your life totally to Him, where you are made a child of God by grace. And yet after that, there is also the choice that God will often put before you, and He'll tell you to choose. Will you serve the gods beyond the river? Now, the beyond the river means the gods of the Gentiles. It might not be a physical Baal god, or an Ashtoreth, or whatever the names were of those gods. It might be the god of evolution. It might be the god of simply serving yourself, the god of pride, the god of money, whatever it is. God will force you to choose. Now, for you, why don't you choose this day whom you will serve?